Welcome back to the Assurance Financial Expert Analysis here on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer, and this is the offensive play from the Saints-Tampa Bay Buccaneers game on Sunday at Raymond James Stadium. Now, the situation is this. The Saints trail 20-17. It's 3rd-and-7. It's in the fourth quarter, and they are really desperate to score a touchdown right here because, one, they want to retake momentum, and obviously, two, they want to retake the lead and give themselves an opportunity to win this game. But this 3rd-and-7 from their own 30 is critical because if they don't gain the first down, obviously they're going to have to punt the ball back to Tampa Bay, which is the last thing they want to do. So key guy you want to watch here is running back Mark Ingram. And really, you can really focus mostly on Mark Ingram. Now, you'll see a little something right here out of Michael Thomas. He's going to assist some on this play, but this is really a one-man determination job right here. And we're going to run it, and Drew Brees is back to take the shotgun snap from Max Unger. We see Brandon Coleman in motion. But really, this is all about Mark Ingram on this play. As we get to the snap, and then watch. Mike Thomas is going to help out by clearing out some underneath space. The defenders have to go back with him, cover him. But right here is your guy, Mark Ingram. We're going to go with it. And Mark needs to get to the 37. Stop it right here. He's at the 35. He's 2 yards short of that first down, the line to gain, as they like to call it. He's 2 yards short of it. But watch what he does after the reception. And that's the main thing. Okay, here's one that he slips away from. Here's two on the tackle attempt. Now, he's got the first down right here, but Mark isn't satisfied. That's number three, and he's going to run through him. That's another dive. Who doesn't get him? That's four that he's going to run through. And it takes the fifth and sixth tacklers to get Mark on this 3rd-and-7 play. Ends up gaining 13 yards on this play and gets the Saints the first down. And they go down to score a touchdown to retake the lead in this game. We're going to show it from an angle behind, which really gives you a good perspective on exactly what it is he does as he runs through these tackle attempts. Again, Mike Thomas is down here. He has cleared out the bottom of the defense for him. And we'll see. He doesn't need a whole lot more than that, actually. He got the one clear out from Michael Thomas down here. And then the rest of this is simply Mark Ingram. Gets away from one tackle attempt. Runs through the second one. And look at him lower the shoulder again. Bam. Runs through the third one. Keeps the legs moving. Bam. Here's number four that he runs through. And it takes two more, 5 and 6, to get him on the ground on that critical third down conversion for the Saints. And that keeps alive this touchdown drive, allows the Saints to take a lead back on Tampa Bay. They actually take a lead 24-20 after they were trailing and unfortunately unable to hold that lead. But this play gives them an opportunity to keep this drive going. And during that play, that exhibits why his teammates love him so much on the field. Mark Ingram, a guy who everybody loves, and you can see the determination in that run, and you can understand exactly why they like him as a ball player. And that is your expert analysis from the offensive side this week.